time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at the Nest, New Bremen High School.
Hold on!
Chase is, I don't know what in the heck he's doing down there. He's doing some stats of some sort, but we're here. JV girls game about to start. Starting for the Indians, number 4, Brenna Holman. Number 5, Paige Fortkamp. Number 13, Macy Day. Number 14, Allie Vaughn. And number 30, Hope Lindland for the Cardinals, Chase.
For the Cardinals, number 10, Callie Wells. Number 23, Kira Berkey. Number 24, Katie Howell. 30, Madison Cordonier. 42, Hannah Kramer.
And Paige Fortkamp gets stiffed for the Indians, and we're off and running here at the Nest. Brenna Holman hands off to Macy Day over to the corner, right corner, over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn brings back up top to Paige Fortkamp over the left side, Holman. Holman looking inside, gets it to Fortkamp. Fortkamp will bring it back out to Holman, over to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive, dish over to Brenna. Brenna will pull about 8-footer up, no good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn, lost it. And it should be a jump ball, and it is, so it'll go to the Cardinals. Not bad start for the Indians. Getting decent looks here, Chase, and they just got to start getting them to fall.
Yep. Good offensive first possessions. See how they continue to move the ball on offense. So, number 14, number 24, Howell brings it up for Cardinals, dumps it inside to number 30, Cordonier. Ball go out of bounds. Go back to the Indians.
6:20 left here in the Nest. Bob. And Brenna Holman brings up for the Lady Indians. Are you doing sets over there now?
Yep, rebounds.
Allie Vaughn gives over the Hope Window to the left side. A Day over to the left side corner. Fortkamp back up the top of Day over to Hope Window. Back over to Fortkamp. Back over left side Vaughn. Vaughn will then drive to show to Day for an 8-footer blocked. And the Cardinals will get back.
42 for the Cardinals. Kramer gives it to Howell at the top. She picks up her dribble back to Kramer over to the right side. Wells, she'll drive middle, pull up from 15 feet. Off backboard, no good. Rebounded Vaughn of the Indians.
Vaughn will bring it up and give it a left side four. Cable left corner Day. Day will bring it back up top to Holman. Holman will give up a seven play and she walked. So we'll go back to the Cardinals.
Reese, any ideas how to say that name?
Which one?
30.
Cordonier.
Cordonier or Cordonier? I'll say that, I guess. 42 Kramer triggers it in to Berkey for the Lady Cardinals. Cross half court guarded by Allie Vaughn. Kramer drills right, hands off to Howell. Back to Kramer now. How'd you say that again?
Cordonier.
Cordonier has it at the top. Takes up her dribble, guarded by Wendell. She finds Howell at the top. She'll drive middle, kicks out to Kramer. She pulls up from the foul line, blocked by Fortkamp. Rebounded Cordonier for New Bremen. She puts it up, no good. Allie Vaughn gets a rebound, but she's on the line, so ball will stay with the Lady Cardinals.
0-0 score here in the Nest. 4:54 left here in the first.
Howell to trigger it in under her own basket. She finds Kramer inside, puts it up, and gets fouled. Not bad defense by the Indians, but picks up a cheap foul, so she'll head to the line, shooting two shots.
Foul will be on number 5, Paige Fortkamp, her first team's first. So number 42,
Kramer. The line.
This pin is, or this gym is so quiet right now. One could hear a pin drop right now.
It's quieter than church.
Her first one up and good, so make sure to score.
1-0.
Yep.
Kramer throws up her second one. And that's good. So 2-0.
Yep. And Vaughn gets it. Brings it up. Crosses the timeline. Gets it into and loses it. Thinks Day was in the corner. And it will go back to the Cardinals. Just a careless mistake on Vaughn to just not look where she's throwing the ball. And no one was there. So it'll go back to the Cardinals.
Kramer to inbound for the Lady Cardinals. And we're going to have a timeout. And Bremen had trouble getting it in against this Indians press. So we'll take one with him here.
Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back here in the nest. 2-0 score here in the JV girls competition. Lady Indians down 2-0. So Kramer's going to inbound it for the Lady Cardinals, and they had a little struggle chase getting in the last time, so let's see what they do here.
Oh, wow. Kramer's going to launch it deep.
Hail Mary pass.
Wide open.
Oh, man.
I mean, wide open Berkey for a layup, and she missed it. Smoked it.
Yep. So Allie Vaughn will bring it up for the Lady Indians. Crosses the timeline. Gives it over to Brenna Holman. Brenna will think about a three. Gives off. Hands off to Paige Ford. Can't Paige will then throw it into Hope Wendell. Not a great pass. Hope on the floor. Gets over to Holman. Over to Day. Day will fire up a long three up. No good. Rebounded by number 30, Cordonier. And then Hope Wendell will pick up a foul. Her first or her second. Team's second. So, oh, no. No, that's her first. My bad. I'll be her first. Team second. Paige had the first one.
So Kramer triggered in for New Bremen. Indians continue this press. Kramer gets it in to Howe. She takes it up the left side of the floor. Guarded heavily by Brenna Holman. Howe has it at the top of the key. Now over to Wells. She'll dribble across the three-point arc. Pass it to the corner, Kramer. Kramer tries baseline. Now picks up her dribble. Back out to Wells. Wells gives it over to Berkey. Berkey hands it off inside. And now throws it inside to Cordonier. She dribbles, puts it up. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up for an and one.
Just not one of those offensive boards chasing these. You really can't get up because those girls are just a few inches taller than Hope Wendell, and there's a few of them, too. There's not just one. There's about three that are about the same height.
Yeah. After Cordonier shot the first one inside, you, right when that shot goes up, you got to get a box. Yep. You got to get a box out on her and not just look at your first instinct is to look at the ball.
Yeah.
And that's when it's too late, and they got an and one. She misses the free throw. Kramer steals it from Vaughn, though, after the rebound. Now throws it inside to Berkey. Berkey to Kramer. She shoots the three. No good. Rebounded for Camp.
Fort Campbell. Give it over to Vaughn. Vaughn will then bring it up for the Indians. Gives it to the left side. Day. Day will fire up a long three up short. Air ball. Rebound by the Cardinals.
That would be Howell. Pushes up the court left side into Cordonier. Out to Kramer. Kramer drives middle all the way. Loses the ball. And they'll call a foul. I thought she just lost the ball, but somebody got caught reaching. It'll be on Brenna Holman.
Her first. Yep. Team's fourth. And still zero fouls for the Cardinals. So Cardinals get it in into the Cordonier. Cordonier will put up a shot up. No good. Rebound by her.
Yeah,
up
and good. And Jeff Vaughn is not happy. He wants a timeout. So we'll take one with him.
Yeah, we will.
Okay, yep. We will. Yep.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here in the nest, home of the New Bremen Cardinals JV girls competition. 6-0 our score. Yep, we're back, Chase, so you should probably put your headset on.
Yep.
6-0 our score. Day one bounded to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will bring it across the timetable. Gives over to Page Four Camp. And up, oh, no good. Rebound blocked by Cordonier.
Ball's loose on the floor. We'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow will be in favor of Fort Covey, so it'll stay here. Indians still looking for their first point.
Yep.
Laney Evers just checked in. I look for a drive and a little bounce pass
off
to Evers right here.
Good play by Vaughn. Up, no good. And it'll be a foul on Paige Fortkamp. Her second team's fifth. So
I think the Indians are having trouble with the length of New Bremen. I mean, they're pretty tall, pretty long.
Yeah.
And some of these shots, I'm thinking, we're usually making the ones inside that we're getting, but that one got blocked and this one got contested. And
yeah, just hasn't went the Indians way so far.
So Hal will walk it up for New Bremen. She's guarded by Brenna Holman. Now passes over to Kramer. Kramer on the left wing. She gives it up top to Lozier. Lozier over to Hal on the right wing. Inside to Reckerman. Reckerman. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn will bring it up for the purple. Gives it the day to left, right, yeah. Top to Fort Camp over to Holman. Holman will then dish it to Fort Camp in the right corner. Back over top to Holman. Holman to the left side. Day loses it, gets it back. Gives it to Fort Camp into Holman. Back to Fort Camp over to Vaughn. Vaughn top of Keith will drive to Day. Day will bring it back up to Holman. That's a foul. Yep. Foul will be on number 24.
Ow,
her first, team's first, so few subs for the Cardinals, and Brenna Holman will inbound it for the Lady Indians. 6-0 our score here in the nest. 2:03 left here in the first. Allie Vaughn will dribble it up, hands it off to Brenna Holman. Brenna will bring it back up top, get it off to Fort Camp. Fort Camp to right side, Vaughn. Vaughn will dish back out to Fort Camp, over left side, Day, over to left corner, Holman. Holman gives it back up top to Fort Camp, over to right side, Vaughn. Vaughn will then drive, dish out to Holman. Holman to the left side, Fort Camp, over to the right side, Vaughn, over to the right corner, Brenna. Brenna will drive, dish out to Day. Day into Elaney Evers. Elaney Evers up and no good. Rebound by the number 42,
Colton
Kramer.
Shot contested by that length of New Bremen. Still looking to score, so Kramer has it on the left wing for New Bremen. Over to Schmidt-Meyer at the top of the key. She'll pass it over to Lozier. Lozier hands it off to Wells. Now to Kramer in the left corner. She'll drive baseline. Tries to wrap around pass, but she traveled with it. So turns it over to the Indians. We need a basket. Bad.
Cordonier in for Kramer. Elaine Evers. Addition to Brenna Holman. 1:04 left here in the nest, or first quarter here in the nest. 6-0 our score, and Brenna Holman travels, so we'll go back to the Cardinals. This is a rough first quarter for the Indians. There's, I don't know if they're not awake yet, or
I don't know. Still looking for the first bucket, a minute to go. Schmidt-Meyer has it over to Lozier in the right wing, up top to Breckman. Breckman. Oh, that's over.
Oh, that's over and back.
Good call.
Yep. So it will go back to the Indians on the turnover by the New Bremen Cardinals. 48 seconds left here in the first. 6-0 our score, and Indians are struggling to get a good basket. Day gets into Holman. Holman will bring it up. Gives it over to Day. Day will get it to the top. Fort Camp. Fort Camp on the left side. Holman. Holman gets the screen by Evers, loses it, gets it. Vaughn gets it back. Vaughn will then drive, bring it, put it up, and will be fouled. So Vaughn will go to line shoot two with 31 seconds left here in the first.
Let's get on board here. Vaughn at the line. She puts up her first one. And it's good. So Fort Covey's on the board here. 6-1 your score.
Yep.
30 seconds left in the first quarter. Kramer checking in for Cordonier.
Allie Vaughn about to throw up her second. in.
Banks it in.
Banks her in. Wow.
We'll take it.
Yep, we'll for point. Sure.
Schmidtmeyer against the press of full recovery. And 2-2-1 press. Schmidtmeyer has it. Throws it over to Reckman. Reckman over to Wells. Wells up top to Schmidtmeyer. Back to Wells. She'll shoot a long three. This is no chance. Rebounded by Kramer. Kramer gives it to Schmidtmeyer. She'll put up 15 footer. Gets fouled, but no call. Vaughn has it.
Vaughn will dish it off to home. And to Laney Evers. That's a up foul. Good. Again, and will be fouled.
2 seconds left.
Yep. Foul be on number.
I mean, if Indians knock these two down, it's 6-4 after an ugly, ugly first
it's
quarter.
It's been a rough. A rough first one, so.
She doesn't even flinch.
Evers.
Right when she gets the ball, she's good.
And that foul was on number 42, Kramer, her second, team's third. Evers, second up and good. So, mate, we cut the deficit in half.
6-1 possession game.
Yep. First score, two
Kramer
seconds
Kramer inbound.
Left.
Gets it to Rechterman and... She just starts traveling with the ball. She didn't think she could get it there. So time will expire anyway. So we'll be back after this on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. Why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it.
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
And we're back here at the Nest. 6-0 scoring. Chase Everett gets back on his headphones. Chase, it's been a ugly, ugly first quarter for both teams, I'd have to say.
Yeah, both teams, because Indians have really struggled, and they were only a 6-3 ball game, so yeah. It's anyone's game.
Yep, so.
Kramer inbound right in front of us. Inbounds it to Howe. I'll take it up, corner Bremen over to Kramer. Wide open from the right wing, and that's nothing but net. Just... no excuse. There's one pass and she's wide open.
Yep. So
Greenwood in a zone, but we got to be better than that.
Holman brings it up. Gives it to Day. Day will have it. Gives it to the right side. Brett Pollard checked in for the Lady Indians. And she looks at it. She takes it out of her hands. And it'll be a jump ball going to the Indian Burks. She's not one of those players that get the ball stolen away from her. It's usually her stealing from somebody else.
That's
so.
True, but I don't know what she started dribbling right in front of the
yeah.
And said, here, take it. And she did.
Day has it. 9-3 or score after a Kramer long three. Day will dribble around. Gets stuck. Dribble into Hope ball. Wendell. Great pass. Up, no good. Rebound by Hope Wendell. Up again. Yes. And one for Hope Wendell.
Way to stay with it. And go up strong and get an and one. Good job by Hope Wendell. Number 20, Lozier. And replacing Cordonier for New Bremen. Hope Wendell's got one. She's at the line. She'll put up the free throw. And no good. Rebounded by Berkey. Berkey would take it herself. Indians in a 2-3 zone here. Ball over to Howe on the left wing. Skips it over to Kramer. Inside to Berkey from the foul line. Long, no good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
Hope will give it over to Allie Vaughn. Vaughn should look up to Brenna Holmes. She does and finds Brett Collig. Up and good. 2-point basket. Collig.
Kramer inbounds to Howe. Indians in a 1-2-2 press here. Back to Howe. Howe pushes it ahead. Stolen by Hope Wendell. Over to Allie Vaughn. She'll take it up herself. She dribbles inside left, out to Brooke Collig, and Brooke throws it away, trying to get it to Macy Day on the right wing, but miscommunication, ball goes out of bounds, back to New Bremen.
Yep.
New Bremen gets it in to Berkey, back to Kramer. Kramer guarded by Brooke Collig. She crosses half court, picks up her dribble, gives it over to Berkey. Berkey over to Al. Back to Lozier, over to Kramer in the left corner. She stops, she pops. No good. Rebound by Macy Day.
Macy will give it over to Ali Von Baum. Bring it up. Strong gives over, will dribble on the left side. Corner loses it, gets it back. Von will find Brooke Collig over the right side. Home
back to
Brooke Collig. Up foul. And will be fouled. So Brooke Collig to the line, shooting two. Nine-seven our score here in the Nest. The old New Bremen Cardinals, Chase, varsity game coming up right after this. And like I said a few times right before going on the air, it's going to be interesting to see how good Paige Jones really is.
She's good.
She was the, what was it, MAC Player of the Year, her sophomore year.
Sat on her junior year and back at it this year.
Yep.
And she's just special athlete.
Yep.
And
Collig makes one of the two.
Hal brings it up for New Bremen, guarded by Brooke Collig. She pushes it ahead to Kramer, back to Hal, and now Hal has it on the left wing. He looks inside, got Kramer on the top of the key. Over to Rechterman, back to Hal, or Kramer, over to Lozier. Lozier gives to Berkey, over to Kramer. Really trying to get Kramer a three.
Yeah.
Over to Berkey, over to Hal, inside to Lozier. Now high-low to Rechterman, kicks it out to Hal. Hal gives it over to Lozier, and now over to Berkey at the top of the key. Berkey hands it off to Kramer, looks at a three, nothing. Picks up her dribble, throws it over to Berkey. Berkey drives baseline, puts it up, and too easy. Basket by Berkey.
Yep, and Ali Von will bring it up for the Lady Indians. 11-8 our score. Ali Von will
nice
get it off to Hope Wendell for an amazing pass by Ali Von. It's almost she would rather pass before she'd.
I agree. She looks to pass every single time.
Yep. And there's sometimes that the pass
just shoot it.
Yeah.
Better option is just to shoot it sometimes, but that was a great pass.
Yep.
Al has it at the top of the key, dribbles inside. Now lobs it in to, tries to lob it in to Rechterman, stolen away by Brooke, but ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cardinals. 11-10 your score. 3:41 left in the second quarter. Indians are off to a slow start, but they're back in the game, and we got a ball game. Inbound pass to Lozier for a wide open cutting layup, so that makes it 13-10.
Ali Von will bring it up for the Indians. 13-10 our score. Ali Von will give it to throws out of bounds. And Coach Von see enough of it, so he's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him right now for Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss Hay and Forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. They're the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefit package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Nest. 13-10 our score. New Bremen Cardinals versus the Lady Indians JV girl competition. 13-10 our score, like I said. Ace, we're still struggling on the offensive end. They get, I mean, we got a few looks, but then we have a few turnovers that just really, I don't know what you want to say, but just the Indians are not playing great so far.
Yeah, but we're hanging in there. One possession game. Three in the corner by get rebounded by Day, but
Day will give it over to Von. Von will bring it up. Volume's to the left side. Holman gets down a cut. Day will bring it back over to Kyle. Go to the right side. Holman will drive. Dish out to Brenna. Brenna thinks about it. Gives it to the left side. Day. Day back to the top. Vaughn. Vaughn into Hope. One up. And no good. Rebound by the Cardinals by number 20.
24 Howe. She dribbles up the right side of the court. Gives it over Schmidt-Meyer. She looks inside to Rechtman. Kicks it out. Top of the key. Howe. She'll drive left. Back out to Schmidt-Meyer. Schmidt-Meyer guarded by Day. Now gives it over to Howe on the left wing. She dribbles around the three-point arc. Now inside to Berkey. Kicks right back out to Howe. She'll chop fake, dribble. Now over to Schmidt-Meyer on the right side. Schmidt-Meyer reverses it over to Berkey. Berkey now back to Schmidt-Meyer. She puts up a long two off the backboard. No good. Rebounded by Rechtman. She puts it up and good. Got a box out. I mean,
yep.
It's a couple of times now we're just not checking out, and we're giving up some offensive rebounds.
Just too easy. Vaughn bringing it up. This is out to Collig. Collig will give it over to Day. Day back over to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive. And goes over the head of Wendell. So it looks like Cam's going to check in for Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn's just struggling this game, Chase, and she's... has a defensive end hasn't been her way, and then the offense, she's been throwing a few turnovers out bounds, so she's gonna take a seat.
And you just have to get back to what they do best.
Oh, she's out bounds
on the line and forcing turnovers just like we see here, and driving and dishing off is usually in their best, and then transition baskets. But forcing turnovers is a big part of our game. And
Brent Holman bumps it to Brooke Collig. Looks like Allie Vaughn's going to check back in. Brooke will hand it off to Day. Day out to Fort Camp. Fort Camp to the left side, Holman. Holman will bring
make
it
in. Pass. Shoot it.
Over to Fort Camp. She's got to look to shoot that ball. And then
we're going to have an offensive foul off the ball. Weak call.
I guess it has to be on Hope Wendell. Get her third.
She'll take a seat. Back in Allie Vaughn. Kramer inbound for the Lady Cardinals. She gets it in to Rechtman. Rechtman looks middle. Nothing there. Now trapped. Gives it over to Wells. Wells guarded by Vaughn. Now pushes it to Schmidt-Meyer. Schmidt-Meyer drives baseline. Now kicks it back out to Wells. We're going to have an open back way overhead. So Indians force another turnover. So we got to start chipping away and trying to get this lead. 15-10, a minute and a half to go.
Brandon Holman inbounding to Allie Vaughn. Allie will settle play. Gives over the right, left side, Collig to Fort Camp. Fort Camp will dish over to right side. Day to the right corner. Holman back over to Fort Camp, loses it. And on
ball
the floor.
On the ground. Come on, get on the floor.
Fort Camp and... nope, they'll get a call, timeout call. So
they have possession?
I don't know. I don't think, because Fort Camp had lost it then.
I mean,
that's honestly a weak call, but we're going to stay here once they find these papers about the upcoming weekend, if we have anything, really.
Well, you act like this is going to be a blizzard of 2018.
Friday, the boys will host New Brenham. And most likely it will be broadcast to both JV and Varsha on Fort Recovery Radio if Jay County wins tonight. And Saturday, the boys will host Worthington Kilborn. WPW will simulcast the Varsha. In between games, you'll be honored. Fort Recovery basketball coach, Al Souter, I say it wrong every time, whose son Tom is the head coach at Worthington Kilborn. So that should be a good night. So be there if you can. If not, tune in to Fort Recovery Radio.
Kramer inbounds to Berkey. Now stolen away by Collig. She'll take it the other way. All the way down the right side of the court. She puts it up and good. Good finish by Brooke Collig. Even better steal.
Yep.
So Cardinals have it. Kramer to trigger it in. Indians in a man-to-man full-court press. Berkey finds wide-open Howe down the left side of the court, pushes it up the floor, and guarded by Macy Day. Now Howe gets that back to Berkey. She swings it over to Wells. Wells has it on the top of the key. 35 seconds left here in the second quarter. Howe has it on the left wing, over to Wells in the left corner. Gives it inside to Lozier, and takes one dribble, puts it in. So we gambled on the steal, and that left a wide open lane for Lozier. 20 seconds left. Allie Vaughn has the ball. She dribbles right side and loses it. Got bailed out.
Yep.
She's got to get better with the right hand.
Yeah.
She'll be an even better. I mean, she's got a lot of potential. She's only, what, a freshman?
Yep.
I mean, but it'll come, so.
So she'll go to the line shooting two. She really got, I'm not sure if she was shooting that ball, Chase.
You don't do that? Yeah.
I don't think she was. I think she lost
on the floor.
First one up and good. Makes her score 17-13. Two-possession game. Lady Indians are still, I would have to say, still struggling, Chase. And they're getting going, but they just can't find that on switch yet. So Allie Vaughn will get her second. Fires her up there. Up and no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
Kramer has it. Now gives it to Howe. Howe with 12 seconds. We'll jog it up the right side of the court. Guarded by Brenna Holman. She crosses over. Gets it inside.
That's travel.
Gotta be a walk. Thank you. Back to the Indians. 6 seconds. Let's see if we can get a shot here.
One possession game. To go
a little momentum
time.
Before
yep.
half.
Yep. Sounds like a plan, Chase.
Allie's got to push it up here. Girl on the block.
Allie Vaughn, 4, 3, 2. Allie Vaughn will find Brooke Hogg. Brooke will long. Fire up her way long.
Oh, well. 17-13.
So we're going to take a quick break here and come back with a few stats. So stay tuned here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can set a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're back here at the Nest. And a few scoring stats here for the Cardinals. Number 20, Lozier has 2. Number 23, Berkey has 2. Number 30, Cordonier has 4. Number 32, Rechterman has 2. And number 42, Kramer has 5. And for Lady Indians, Allie Vaughn has 3. Hope Wendell has 4. Delaney Evers has 1. And Brooke Cog has 5. And that tallies up to 7-13. So, really, Chase, I don't know what you want to say about the first half. Not just the Indians are struggling. I mean, the Cardinals are, I mean, they're looking okay, but I wouldn't say they're at their best.
I'll say the second quarter was a lot better than the first. First quarter, 6-3, not a whole lot of anything. And the Indians doing a little better job, but like you said, not enough good shots. I mean, turning the ball over here and there, and 4 point, only down 4. So they're,
I mean, as bad as they've played, yeah. I mean, they're lucky to be a 2 point or 2 possession game.
I agree.
So we're going to take one long break here, Chase, so we can go to the concession stand. So we'll be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. So stay tuned for the start of the second half here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super price for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard that. Superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888- 888- 375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win $1,000 if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375. 4617.
And we're back here at the Nest. Sorry for that long commercial. And me and Chase went to the concession stand. Our score here is 17-13 here in the Nest. About to start the third quarter here in about 4 minutes, so we're going to take one quick timeout here in a little bit. Once Chase ever gets his headset on. Steve Stone just joined us. I don't know what the heck they're talking about down there, but I'm just sitting here waiting for Chase to put his headset on. Wow. I already went over scoring. Are you ever going to put your headset back on? Chase, glad you could put your headset on. Steve, just join us and so... And Chase, I mean, you want to talk a little bit more about the first half for the Lady Indians?
Indians went to the press, a couple different presses against New Bremen. I think they had some success getting a couple turnovers, and I look for them to keep that press on and try to get some transition buckets. And Allie Vaughn's just got to play a little better. She's usually what makes this JV team go, her and Brooke Colligan. Vaughn just got to drive in strong and make some good open passes. So,
and
Maybe Kira will let us park under someone. So just start. She's gonna play his third quarter here. I don't know what the heck you guys are trying to figure out down there.
We're trying to figure out New Bremen's schedule. We want to know if they're for real or not at 11-1.
They had to play one or two MAC teams already. So
they lost to Versailles
and got beat.
I mean, Versailles is not.
Versailles is good. I'm not arguing they're not good. I just want to know what they're
saying. Still didn't come up.
I don't know. I'll have to go ask Bert Pfizer. Bert Pfizer will know.
Yeah.
Oh, I spelled it wrong. My bad.
There we go.
Oh, baby.
So we're going to take one more quick timeout here, and we'll be back to start the third quarter here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and Kiel thermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadet from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seedbed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at the Nest. About to start the second half of the JV girls competition between
the
New Bremen.
What?
I call it the Nest.
Is it actually called that, or you just thought that?
That's ridiculous.
Well, it seems like everyone calls this place the Nest.
Men's probably called that.
17-13 our score.
The Nest.
I'm calling him out on it. Virgie called him out on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Boy, you think it's called then, Chase?
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's kind of... Howl from the corner. Long two. It's good. So 19-13.
Brenna will bring it up for the Lady Indians. 19-13. 6:40 left here in the third. Over to Kira. Kira will drive the shot to Homan. Homan in the left corner. Gives it to over to Kira. It's right corner. Day. Stay back to the top over to Kira. Over to Homan. Homan will fire up a three short. Rebounded by Paige Fortkamp. Fortkamp will give it over to Kira. Back to the top of key. Day. Back into Fortkamp. Up. No good.
Blocked. Yep. Blocked. Shot was blocked.
Rebounded by Howell of New Bremen. She pushes up to Berkey. Back to Howell. That should be a two. Long two. No good. Rebounded Wendell.
Hopeful. Give it over to Kira. Kira give it up to Day. Back to the top of the key. Homan. Two Kira. One in. Two Hope Wendell. Hope Wendell will fire up an 8-footer and up. No good. Rebound by Hope Wendell. Up and good.
I mean, two girls are boxing out.
That's a great box out my brain.
She's tremendous in the paint.
Yeah, she is.
She is really good.
If she was spooky, she'd be a varsity player.
A few more inches on her would be a good thing, that's for sure.
Howell over to Berkey on the right wing. She gets a ball screen from Cordonier. Berkey pulls up 15 feet. They'll get the rebound of Day.
Day will bring up for the Lady Indians. And check to Fortkamp. Fortkamp thinks about three. Ooh. Throws away. Kira comes up with it. Kira will dish into Fortkamp. Fortkamp loses it again. Back to Kira. Kira will go
Luke Kuehl. No up, no good. That ship foul. Up for camp, no good. One, that's a there we go. We'll get foul, go line shoot two.
Hey, well, she plays like she's 6 foot in there.
Yeah.
She worked really hard.
Yeah.
She's in there, it looked like about two of those girls was significantly taller than her, and
yeah,
she dealt with the problem.
First one. Up and good.
She gets a little side spin on that, little like kind of a knuckleballer on them.
Yeah, I wasn't watching, but
she always has a little side spin on those. Not saying anything, that they go in. I'm not complaining.
Elaine Evers checks in for Paige Fortkamp. Second one up and good.
That's a funny spin, yeah.
Showing some pressure here.
Now they back it off. Berkey dribbles up the floor for the Lady Cardinals. Gives it over to Howland on the right wing. She looks inside, finds Reckerman up and no good. Rebound Reckerman. She puts it up again. No good. Rebounding to Wendell.
Kier will bring it fast for the Indians. Gives over the right side day. Things by getting into Evers. Over to Hope Wendell. Over to Brenna Holman. To the left side. Kier Wendell. Top of key day. Back to the left corner. Kier into.
Nice pass.
Delaney Evers. Evers good loses handle. It and will be foul on number. No, but it'll be a foul on Elena, so it will go to the Cardinals.
It's a good inlet pass. She just couldn't handle it.
Kramer triggers in. Forner Bremen. Up to Reckerman on the right side. Now over to Berkey in the middle. Back up to Kramer. She takes it up the court. Guarded by Kira Wendell. Hands it off to Berkey. Berkey drives right. All the way in. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded still loose on the ground. Kramer ends up with it. She grabs it, chucks up a long two, no good. Rebounded Brenna Homan.
Brenna. We'll bring up 19-17 here in New Bremen since I get yelled at for calling it Nest. Kier Wendell over to pay
Macy Day. Nobody yelled at you. Don't
cry. Homan.
Don't cry.
Nice. Three Brenna Homan with a 3-point basket.
3-point bucket.
Indians are staying in man-to-man press.
Indians have their first lead of the game. Berkey dribbles down the left side of the court, spins middle, kicks it out to Wells. Wells pitches it to Howe. Howe kicks it out to Kramer. Kramer drives baseline, tipped away and out of bounds by Kira Wendell. Ball stays with the Lady Cardinals. Paige Fortkamp for the Indians, replacing Elaine Evers. You all right over there, East?
Yeah.
So Berkey will take it out. In the corner, she enters it into Howe. Howe has it at the top of the key. Finds Schmidtmeyer. Double screen, now back over to Howe. Howe backs it out. Guarded by Brenna Homan. Howe gives it over to Lozier. Lozier gives it over, tries to give it over to Reckerman. Off her hands, out of bounds.
About it.
Good defense there by the Indians.
Yep.
Not giving them really any look at the basket at all.
Yeah.
Holman has the ball. Gives over to hands off today. Day over to Fortkamp. Fortkamp will pull by 8 footer up and get
nice.
A big shot.
Yep, nice shot.
22-19, your score. Berkey enters it into Howe. We're going to have a timeout in Raymond, so we'll take one with him.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here. Steve, you want to talk a little bit about the varsity game coming up right after this? And it should be a good one. Paige Jones being the sophomore MAC player of the year and playing her senior season after she committed to the team up north.
Yeah, the Cardinals got a heck of a team. They're record is 10-1. Their one loss is to Versailles. Our record is 9-1. I talked to Patch last week, or actually on Tuesday, I guess, and he said they're very, very evenly matched as far as shooting percentages, turnovers, the whole nine yards. So it should be a heck of a game.
That's an offensive foul.
Lozier has it. She gives it over to Rechtman. Rechtman has it on the top of the key. Over to Schmidtmeyer. Schmidtmeyer looks. Passes it into Berkey. Berkey right down the middle of the lane. Up and good. And one. So she'll go to the line shooting one. My bad.
Have a chance to tie her.
Yep. So Berkey at the line. Rushing 22-21. Berkey puts it up and off the back and falls back in. So we have a tie ball game.
Tied her up. 2 minutes, 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. All tied up.
Kramer checking back in for Berkey. Kier Wendell hands it off to Day. Day would go away around over to Homan. Homan up a 15-footer up. No good. Rebound by the Cardinal.
Schmidtmeyer pushes it down the left side of the court for New Bremen. Now over to Kramer. She'll shoot. Surprised she didn't shoot that. She pulls up from 15 feet. No good. Rebound. Tipped out of bounds. New Bremen will be on the line, so ball will go back to Fort Recovery.
Hope Wendell checking in for Elaine Evers. 22 all here in the third quarter. 1:55 left. Four Cambits in to Wendell. Kira. It's a screen by Fort Camp. One hit.
Whoa.
It'll be deflected out of bounds and go back to the Indians. So Brandon Homan will inbound it. Check in for the Cardinals. Number 10, Wells, in for number 5, Schmidtmeyer. Homan gets in for the Indians into Kira. Over to Fort Camp to the left. Corum Day. Top of key, Holman over to right side. Kira Wendell. Kira Wendell drive middle. Give out to Day to left corner. Holman. And back in today. Lose it. Gets deflected and will stay with the Indians. Not bad look there, Steve, for the Indians on that. Kind of give it over and cut through. So,
yeah, give New Bremen credit, though. They're staying with us step for step. We're not getting any real easy open looks, that's for sure.
Holman finds Kira up. Shipman fouled. And a caller on the line, so go to the Cardinals.
So tie ball game, 22-22, minute and a half to go. Full court pressure, man-to-man by 40 Cup. Kramer finds Berkey. Berkey has it, but she'll clear out. Guarded by Macy Day.
That's turnover there by New Bremen.
Yep.
Good pressure by the Indians. Wendell caused her to, wasn't really a double dribble, what'd they call her?
Carry,
yeah. So, into one over the left side, Day. Day will drive middle, dish out to Fort Camp. Fort Camp loses it, and the Cardinals come up with it, and will
well
their way.
Pushes it down the left side of the court, pushes it up to Kramer, but she wasn't looking, so that goes out of bounds.
Yep,
back to the Indians.
Another turnover coming back the other way.
So, home in one minute. 22 all, a minute 08 here in the third. Take Kira Wendell. Kira will take past half court. Get screened by Day out to left corner, Fort Camp, and she.
Both teams just making careless passes and
yep.
Turnover for turnover. That's why it's been 22-22 for a while.
Yeah.
A minute to go.
I don't necessarily think that was a bad pass.
No, but you just got to catch the ball, I guess. Be ready to catch. Wells has it, guarded by Macy Day. And Wells picks up her dribble, gives it over to Rechtman. Rechtman looks inside. Now over to Howe. Ties it on top, gives it over to Rechtman. She'll shoot a three, and that's good. That's Berkey, my bad.
Brennan Holman has it.
Well, 30 seconds left here
left
on our
side.
Third period.
Bring it back up top to Kier Wendell. Kier will drive middle, dish out to Holman. Holman into Hope Wendell.
Get
great move, and one.
Hope Wendell again doing work in there.
Hope hasn't had a bad year so
Hope's
far.
Working hard, and yeah. Again, good pass. Good inlet pass and strong finish, and now she's going to be on the line shooting one the old-fashioned way, trying to get three and hopefully tie us back up here at 25-25.
Shots up there.
Good.
Good.
25-25. 23 seconds left here in the third period.
Kramer to enter it in. She gets it to Howe. Howe has up 20 seconds, guarded by Macy Day. Howe struggling to handle it. Good pressure by Macy Day. Howe just crosses half court. She's struggling. You better give it up. She gives it to Rechterman. Rechterman at the top of the key. They're being patient. He got 7 seconds. Kramer has it on the left wing. Still dribbling around the three-point line. He's got 2 seconds. Now gives it to Howe. They don't even know. Howe gets it up, but no good. So that ends our third quarter. 25-25 your score. And we'll take a break. We'll be back after this.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
And we're back here in New Bremen. 25 all our score. Steve, you just got here in the third quarter. What do you think Indians got to do to win this game? At least what you've seen.
What are we talking? JV or varsity?
JV.
We got to stop turning the ball over.
Yep.
We stop turning the ball over. It's a no doubter we win this game. But, all the girls seem like they're playing pretty good. They're just kind of careless, a little careless with the basketball.
Yep.
And that, luckily, New Bremen also is careless with the ball, so
yeah.
That's kept us in the game at 25-25.
So, Eagles will start with the ball here in the fourth. Allie Vaughn inbounding right in front of us. Gets into Brooke Collig. On the floor for the Indians right now, Brooke Collig, Brenna Holman, Hope Wendell, Paige Fortkamp, and Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn will find Brooke Collig on a cut. Go all the way around to Fortkamp up 4-3, up no good, rebounded by no one.
Here.
And it's going to stay with the Indians.
I think Brooke should have shot that while she was down there.
Yeah.
She was the short girl amongst the trees, but she would, if she didn't make it, she would at least got fouled.
Holman over to Vaughn. Into Wendell, back out to Collig. Collig will drive, hand it off to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive middle, dish out to Holman. Holman will give it back to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive baseline up to Hope Wendell and lose it. And it will go to the Cardinals. Great pass by Allie Vaughn, but Hope could not handle it. So we'll go back to the Lady Cardinals.
Kramer triggered it in to Berkey. Light pressure by the Indians. Paige Fortkamp. Berkey dribbles at the right side of the court, spins middle, gives to Cordonier. Cordonier has it on the top of the key. Over to Kramer on the right elbow. She kicks it out to Wells. Wells has it at the top, guarded by Brooke Collig. Now over to Howe. Howe dribbles, stops, shoots from about 18 feet. She shoots an air ball. New Bremen thinks it's tipped, but I think it was just an air ball.
Yep. So Allie Vaughn will. Now the Cardinals bring on their press. Allie Vaughn inbounding. Allie having trouble. Gets into Brenna Holman. Back to
clear
Allie
out.
Vaughn. Yep, clear out. And they do. Allie Vaughn crosses half court. Gives it over to Brooke Collig. Brooke will throw it up to
great
Hope
catch.
Wendell. Up, no good. Rebound by Paige Fortkamp. Will throw a shot up. Be fouled. So she'll go to line shoot two. Good pass by Brooke into Hope. She's just going to handle it. Fortkamp comes up with it, throws up a shot, gets fouled. So, Indians will take it. 25 off here in the fourth. Her first one up. Good. So, Indians get their lead back with 5:55 left here in the fourth.
I hope the varsity game's a blowout, so it's not a nail-biter like this one.
Yeah. Paige's second one up and good, so makes the score 27-25.
Kramer gets it in to Howe. Again, Indians with a little man-to-man pressure. Howe guarded by Holman. She crosses half court. We'll give it over to Cordonier at the top of the key. He looks inside, now gives it over to Breckman. Breckman on the right wing. We'll give it over to Kramer at the top. Kramer gives it over to Berkey. Berkey has it on the right wing. Flex offense by New Bremen. Howe gives it over to Cordonier. She shoots a long
block.
Two. Stolen by Paige Forkamp.
Forkamp gives it over
good
to Vaughn.
Good defensive series there by the Indians.
Vaughn will slow it down.
A screen by Brooke.
And will be fouled by number 32.
Rechterman.
Rechterman. That'll be her second, team's fourth of the half. Brenna Holman inbounding it for the Lady Indians. Holman gets into Hope Wendell. Hope will drive baseline.
Good drive.
Good drive up and good. Makes her score 29-25 off of Hope Wendell. Layup.
Good inside, but she's also quick enough to get around the bigs that are usually guarding her.
Yep.
It's a good move. Howe has it for New Bremen. Dribbles down the left side of the floor. Now gets it into the paint. Now back out to Berkey. Berkey drives baseline. She'll stop and pull up. Blocked by Paige Forkamp, but she fouled her, so Berkey will go to the line shooting two.
Indians leading by four here midway through the fourth period. Bremen on the line shooting two.
Berkey puts up a first one, and it's good. 29-26, here's four.
And Coach Vaughn's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at New Bremen. Lady Indians JV team win 29-26 over the New Bremen Cardinals.
So what's the verdict on the Wenning girl? Is she going to get back in this season, or is she going to be out?
She doesn't have the crutches anymore, doesn't look like, or a boot, so
I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything, so.
Berkey will put up her second one, and it's good. So.
Who's in charge of our medical report? Isn't there, don't we have anybody? Don't we have a crew that's in charge of stuff like that?
Nope.
Probably should.
But. We should.
Allie Vaughn has it. Gets a screen by Forkamp. Allie will get it back to Forkamp over to the left side. Collie. Collie will drive baseline. Pulled by eight. Blocked. Rebounded by Brooke. Back to Forkamp over to back to Collie. Forkamp over to Holman. And Brandon Holman's going to walk with it.
She took a little hop there when she got that pass. I was hoping they didn't see it, but they did.
So we'll go back to the Cardinals.
4.5 minutes to go in the game. Kramer. Inbound the ball.
Were you guys listening to sports talk last night?
I was there.
Great sports talk last night.
Rechterman up and no good. Rebounded by Forkamp. White.
Allie Vaughn bringing up for the Lady Indians. Gives it over to Forkamp. Forkamp back over to Vaughn on the right side. Will drive middle. Dish over to Hope Wendell.
What a pass.
Up and no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
Cordonier with the rebound. Now he tries to get it over to Howe, but too strong a pass. The ball goes out of bounds. Back to Fort Recovery.
Good inside play there by the Indians getting that ball.
They said your name on the radio once, I think.
They only they only talk about me on the radio when they when they're making fun of me. That's the only time my name's brought up.
Brenna Holman has the ball half court. 29-27. 3:55 left here in the fourth quarter. Allie Vaughn over to the left side. Holman. Pump fake. Give it over to Collie. Collie thinks about it. Gives it top of key. Vaughn. Vaughn has it. And a lot of the seniors just walking past. Ethan Shane, Will Holman, Trevor Vaughn, and many more. Allie Vaughn will probably have an offensive foul called on her, but nope. And she puts up a shot, ain't good. So, Steve, you have your student section here now. All the seniors are here.
They must have heard me. They must have heard me giving them a hard time on Tuesday. So, a bunch of seniors just showed up.
I'll have it for New Bremen. Top of the key. She's over Berkey on the left wing, guarded by Paige Forkamp. Berkey over to Lozier at the top. swings it to Howe. Howe throws it inside to Reckerman. She puts it up and gets fouled. So Reckerman will go to the line shooting two, trying to cut into this Fort Recovery lead.
3 minutes left here in the fourth period. We're at New Bremen High School with their gym. We're not in the nest.
Reckerman puts up the first one off the back. No good.
A little strong there. Thank goodness.
Yeah. That's what I always call it, so.
I mean, it probably is called that. We're just giving you a hard time, buddy.
Do they call the shot? Do they call it the tree?
That's what they did.
We're at the tree. Watching the Buckeyes hang.
Allie Vaughn has it. Gives in to Brooke Tyler. Brooke Tyler dish back out to Fort Campbell to Vaughn. Vaughn will drive, dish out to Day. Back to Vaughn. Vaughn will hand it off to Day. Day will pull about 8 feet.
Get in there. Nice job.
Put her up. Good. Makes her score 33-27. 2:35 left fourth.
Kramer gets it in to Berkey. Indians still have a light pressure. Berkey guarded by Forkamp.
If they call that the tree there, the shots team center, they start calling that the tree, that'd give a whole new meaning to how's it hanging. When you're talking.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek's dad, you always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at the nest.
Four, Steve goes off on me again.
Just 33, straight and narrow.
33-27, 2:26 up here in the fourth quarter.
Looks like it's going to go down to the wire here with 2 minutes to go.
Yep.
And the Indians clinging to a small lead here. New Bremen's going to throw the ball in right in front of us.
It's a big possession by Fort Recovery. You need a big stop here.
Yep. If they get a stop, Bremen comes away with no points, that's going to be huge.
Yep. Howe has it. Tipped away by Macy Day. It'll go out of bounds. Ball stays with the Lady Cardinals.
Go purple! He is still hustling, playing great defense.
2:19 left in the game. Kramer to enter it in from the side. Gets into Howe. Howe's guarded by Day. Howe now spins, gives it over to
Trice. Steal by Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn will go strong. And will be fouled. Go line shooting two.
Good steal and by Allie Vaughn. And that was a big defensive stop. So.
Yep, sure was. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left here in the fourth period.
Allie Vaughn will go line shooting two.
Let's go, Vaughnie.
First one up.
Hard.
Too hard, yep. And keeps the score 33-27. Vaughn's about to get her second here. And that's a line violation.
Lane violation.
If she misses it, and she'll get another shot. So she'll get a third shot after line violation. 33-27, 2 minutes left. Vaughn throws up and good. Makes her score 34-27, 2:10 left.
Cordonier in. Cardinals replacing Lozier.
Indians showing some pressure here.
Yep, man-to-man pressure by the Indians. Howe clears it out, guarded by Day. Howe crosses half court. He's at the top of the key, now gives it over to Kramer. Kramer looks inside. Now gives it back over to Reckerman. Reckerman passes it over to Howe. Howe dumps it in to Cordonier, but we have a foul off the ball, a push on the Indians.
No harm.
Yep.
Both teams got five fouls.
Indians have one foul to give. Howe under own basket gets it in to Reckerman. Reckerman looks inside. Now gets it stolen away, but she gets possession, gives it over to Berkey. Berkey gives it to Howe. Howell reset. Minute 40 left. And they're bringing down 7. Now get to the Berkey. Off the screen at the top of the key. Over to Cardone. You're back to Berkey. She long fires a long three. Long rebound. Gets her own rebound. She's at the top of the key. Hands it off to Reckerman. Reckerman now gives it over to Kramer.
1 minute, 25 seconds left.
7-point ball game. Kramer picks up a goal. Now gives it over to Howe. Howe dumps it in to Cordano. She puts it up. And no good rebound. Allie Vaughn. That's got to be
fouled. She's fouled.
Allie Vaughn still has it.
And they're trying to cross that court. Will be fouled. Jeez. So they are not at this.
Yep, they had a foul.
Mark him.
Yep, so they had a foul to give. So.
So Allie Vaughn won about it.
6 fouls.
Wow, that's a scary pass.
Camp. Over to Cog. Cog bounced off somebody's foot.
Somebody's
and
foot, but they didn't call.
Fort Camp comes up with a steal. Over to Day. Day back to the top of key. Fort Camp.
1 minute left.
And they foul her. So she'll go line shoot 1-1. Our leading scorer so far looks like number 20.
30.
Hope Wendell, our leading scorer tonight.
Did you really have to look up in the NEM?
I was looking at our the home score. I thought it was 23, so. And first one up, no good. And the Indians will foul, so. Cardinals will get it. It's not 1-1 yet. Brenna Holman checking back in. For Paige Fortkamp. Wonderful for the Indians now. Hope Wendell, Brenna Holman, Macy Day, Brooke Collick, and Allie Vaughn. Indians will stay in that full court man-to-man press.
59 seconds left here. Indians hopefully can hold on here for a win.
Berkey has it at half court. She dribbles down the left side, guarded by Vaughn. Berkey now picks up her dribble in the corner. Now gives it in to Reckman. She turns over her left shoulder up. No good. Rebounded by Brooke Collick.
And we'll be fouled by number 30, Cordonier. So it looks like
that was a little rough. She got a little rougher than she needed to with Brooke.
Yep. Brooke will go to the line shooting 1-1. 34-27, 45 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. Brooks, first one up, no good. Rebounded by the Cardinals.
Oh boy, we struggled from the free throw line. We should have had this thing put away by now.
35 seconds. Kramer shoots a long three from the left side. No good. Rebound to Cordona. Up and one. Big basket for New Bremen. Cuts the lead to 5. Chance to make it 4. 35 seconds. The only reason they're in the game is because of free throws, like you said.
Yep, we missed a bunch. Allie missed 3. Brooke just missed the front end on a 1-1. I mean, that, you know, 5 points and this game's over.
Mm-hmm. Paige Fortkamp checks in for Hope Wendell.
Cordonia puts up the free throw off the back. No good. Rebounded by Fortkamp. So she'll get fouled. We'll go to the line, shooting 1-1. Chance to put this game away.
How many fouls does 30 have? She's just been hacking people wide open in the last
She's
minute.
Got 4, according to the scoreboard.
All right. All right.
So
now we got to really be huge to make the front end of this one.
Yeah.
Fortkamp's first one up.
No good. So rebound to Bremen.
Got the rebound.
And
watch out, Chase. Threw the ball out of bounds, about knocked Brunzi's head right off.
Oh, I saved you.
Okay, thanks.
Brent Elm will inbound it right in front of us. Gets into Allie Vaughn.
30 seconds.
Yep, Allie Vaughn getting pressured. Just don't foul, please. You know, they're only up 5.
If I was them, I would foul. We can't make free throws. What are you talking about?
Reese just wants the game to be up.
As soon as the ball, foul! They can't make a free throw.
So, Day will be fouled. Go line shooting.
Okay, let's try Day.
2.
We tried Allie. We tried
Camp.
Tried Brooke. Let's try Macy Day. Come on, Macy Day. First one's up. Looks good. Oh.
Allie.
Barely hit the rim.
1-1. So we missed another free throw.
Missed another one.
Still a 5-point game.
Her second one. Up.
And good.
Good.
There we go. 22 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
Indians up 6.
Al has it. Pushes up the court. Middle. Berkey. She walks with it. She picks it up, hands it off to Howe. Howe dribbles left, inside to Cordonia. That's not a... I feel like she just fell down. But she'll get a line shooting two with 13.
That was like an acting. That was an acting
flop.
That was a flop like a punter. That was a punter flop right there.
And that'll be Paige Fortkamp's fifth foul. So Hope Wendell check in for her.
13 seconds left here at New Bremen High School. Lady Indians here leading 35-29.
Cordonier puts up the first one in good, so 30-35 your score.
Boy, oh boy, how good were those three free throws we've been missing.
Yeah, I know.
Huge.
Cordonier puts up her second one, and that's good, too, so 31-35.
And Coach Ron's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. Uniform Recovery Internet Radio.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Derek there?
Well, there's no one here named Derek.
But my brother Derek's dead. You always have something for everyone.
Oh, you're talking about that, Derek. Well, he's right. We do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Do you have someone there that can help Derek clean up his messy room?
Well, miss, that's one thing we really can't help him with.
Thank you.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And black here.
What? Okay. We have a 4-point game. Indians had the ball after two made free throws by New Bremen.
Alibons. And triggering in for the Indians gets into Brooke Hogg. And will be fouled.
Just a couple seconds off the clock there. Say probably a pretty good plan by New Bremen there to foul with 11 seconds left.
So Burke will go back to line, missed a front of 1-1 earlier, so fires up her first.
Oh,
hits every part of the rim and doesn't go in.
Delaney Evers checking in for Hope Wendell. 35-31, 11 seconds left here in the JV game. Burke gets her up, throws up her second up and good. Makes the score 36-31.
New Bremen's going to have 11 seconds here. Kramer to inbound the ball and gives it to Berkey. Berkey drives down the right side.
Don't foul. Don't foul. Don't foul. Don't foul.
Still dribbling back out to Kramer. Kramer thinks about a three. They're going to do something. Berkey shoots a long three. And
wow.
She makes it. They have not had timeout.
That was a pro. Was that far?
That was deep.
That was a mile out there.
And New Bremen didn't have any timeouts, so time expired, and that'll do it. 36-34, yep. Indians win.
Are we just going to take, are we not coming back for?
What's that now?
Come back to talk about, nope. So,
I don't know,
tuned.
They just blanked the whole scoreboard out, turned the whole thing off. The game's might, that's it, everything's over.
Yep, so stay tuned. Varsity game coming up right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.